Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready for some mayhem, Keith?
No. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm not ready for that. There shouldn't really be any of that. He's playing extremely well, almost too well.
Almost
where we're like,
too
I'm
well.
I'm waiting to get trapped in a mousetrap here. I don't know what to say negatively about him right now, except maybe try not to land on your head. Like, that's really all I can come up with right now. He's playing extremely well. I understand it's 7 games. But if we're talking about the 2025 season and comparing him to other quarterbacks in the 2025 season, I am really not prepared for the May hate. I don't know what's to hate.
What was, and look, it's just one person saying it. It's been wildly positive and over the top hype for Drake May.
True. So somebody has to go try to the other side.
I guess. I'm surprised that it's an ex-quarterback in Cam Newton. Like I thought.
And a guy Drake May loves. May did the Cam Newton celebration in Carolina.
Great point, but maybe is that what's going on?
Oh, he doesn't like, I would think he'd be like, that's great. This guy likes me. Didn't Drake even say I stopped rooting for the Panthers when they got rid of Cam Newton?
Yes.
Like, he likes Cam Newton. Well, and now Cam Newton's like, this guy's not that good.
The feeling is not mutual.
I guess not.
And I don't – look, people can push back on Drake May and say it's overhyped, and that's fine. I've certainly been guilty of trying to push back on narratives in the past. This one I'll go along with. But I don't really get where Cam's coming from on that when he says you have to do it consistently against quality competition. Well,
how many teams would you call quality competition, first of all?
Great point.
Yeah.
And it's fair.
Seven!
May did that. That might be high.
Yeah.
May did that in a nationally televised game against Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And really his only opportunity to do that this year. When has he had another opportunity to do it?
He's got a couple more primetime games, but they're not against good teams later in the year.
So if Cam's point is he's beating up on bad teams, he's right. But to say he's got to do it consistently against quality competition, well, he's never going to crack the top five on Cam's list. They're not going to play enough good teams.
Yeah,
they're not going to play
impossible.
Them this year.
Yeah, no, it's almost impossible. I mean, Carolina, your Panthers are actually better than I thought. That win looks better in hindsight because that's a 4-3 team. They have a winning record. Buffalo, we still think is a good team. They have the reigning MVP. And Cam even kind of begrudgingly gave him credit for that one. But I don't know. I mean, they've played 7 games, two teams with, you know, they've beaten two teams with winning records, I should say, compared to some of the other teams around the league. Like, to say he's going to be a top five quarterback at the end of the season, or he is automatically a top five quarterback just in the NFL, that's a different conversation than right now, is he one of the 5 best quarterbacks? Like, through 7 weeks, I would say yes.
Absolutely.
He absolutely is by, like, almost every metric. Like, find a different metric. If you want to just use simple wins, you can give him that. That's on there. If you want to go, like, quarterback rating, QBR, touchdown to interception ratio, all kinds of whatever you want to use, he's in the top five. So, yeah, I'm surprised of the pushback there. And like, would his top five just be the knee jerk? Like, it's just you can never move like Mahomes and Allen and Jackson off the list. Like, I don't know.
He's doing his thing for sure, but I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way.
That guy would be Tua had a point.
That would not be the guy on his list.
We know Tua's not going to be on the list. Exactly.
No.
So look, I would ask Cam today if we were on First Take, Keith, how does he rate Baker Mayfield last night and Sam Darnold after last night?
Yeah,
I mean, they played quality competition.
How'd that go?
Darnold won, Baker didn't.
No.
But and look, we've been chief Baker Mayfield supporters, and you know the Bucs looked really good last night. Just one night, I still believe in Tampa big picture, but that's one that's going to rattle you to your core a little bit, where they couldn't move the football against a banged up Lions defense. So I would wonder if we're going to hold everybody accountable and we're going to grade it week to week and how you play against quality competition. What do you think of Baker Mayfield after last night? What do you think of Sam Darnold after last night? Neither of whom played well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just ask him to keep that consistent with Drake May. But okay, fine. It's honestly, Keith, it's another sign that Drake May has arrived. Another sign that he's arrived. The first step is you get all the hype, you get all the love, the adulation. Oh, I planted my flag on Drake May. I saw him first. All these national people who were late to the party on it. And that's fine. They had some doubt this offseason. The next thing you get after all of the hype out of nowhere is somebody pushing back on it, and, well, he's actually not that great. It's another sign Drake May arrived, actually, when you
probably
really think about
it. I think you're right. And also, you remember last year when the national media talked about the Patriots, it was few and far between, or it was laughing at him and be like, oh, my God, look at this play, or how bad is this? Like, they didn't get a whole lot of attention. I don't think national shows were breaking down really anything as it related to the Pat. They were kind of out of sight, out of mind. And now you're talking about a guy on whether or not he deserves, you know, MVP consideration. Like, that is a quick change.
Yeah.
And, you know, are they a contender? And, like, how far can they go? And, like, are the Patriots back? And, like, that changed really quickly. I thought they were going to be good this year. And I thought mainly it was going to be kind of beating up on bad teams, which there are a ton in the NFL and there's a ton on their schedule. But for them to be like playing this well and to look the way that they have through seven games, that is a complete surprise.
No, it is. And I wonder if Cam is just a little upset that Drake took a celebration. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
I
there's something going on. Because Drake never meet your heroes, Keith.
That's true.
Drake loved Cam Newton. He stopped rooting for the Panthers, as you said, when they moved on from Cam Newton.
Cam's like, I don't see it with this guy. Like, how can you not? Like, how can you possibly not see it with him?
I don't know.
Like, they were raving about the deep ball. Like, everything he's doing right now is coming up aces. So I don't really get it.
617-779-7937. Is Drake May a top five quarterback? He's certainly playing like one. Is he the MVP? He is moving up those lists. We'll get to that here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Tier Tuesday. We are going to re-tier.
Yes.
A rare re-tiering, Keith.
We don't do a lot of re-tiers, but this is a good re-tier.
Yeah, I think
we need
so too.
Yeah.
The Patriots positional groups. We were very high on certain positional groups in the offseason. We were a little lower on others. If we re-tier them, how do they stack up here on a Tier Tuesday? We'll do that. At 11:30, Tommy Curran at high noon from NBC Sports Boston. We'll get all the latest with the Patriots from Tom E. Curran at high noon. We got a Keefe for Madness for you at 12:45, so stay tuned for that as well. Meanwhile, Keith, you hear some of the conversation about Drake May and Cam Newton on First Take. May was asked about some of the lofty comparisons, just being linked to Tom Brady over and over again, all the different stats that come up.
It really is. Every week there's a new one.
Here's what Drake May had to say about that yesterday during his appearance on WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah, I think it meant a lot to us. You know, him downplaying, not making it a big deal. And
I played the wrong one. Hold on.
Sorry, that's May on Mike Vrabel. Hang on.
Yeah. He had a good answer on Vrabel, too.
He did.
Yeah.
Vrabel did downplay the win. Uh-huh. Not wrong about that.
Yeah.
But here we go. This is him about being compared to Brady and some of the similar statistics.
Yeah, I think one of the best things that Coach Vrabel was saying this week, you know, playing the Titans last week, was, you know, stuff that's interesting versus important. I think all that stuff is interesting, and it's cool to be, you know, in those graphics and whatever you mentioned. But I think what's important is trying to keep it going, keep on winning games, and you've got a home stretch here, so looking forward to get back in front of the home crowd and give these home fans something to cheer for.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
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 Shoot.
He does. He starts with a lot of yeah.
Golly. Yeah. He does have, everybody's got a crutch. Everybody's got something they can lean on.
Definitely.
He's got a few of them.
Yeah.
They're all very endearing. Did you happen to hear any of May or May Not yesterday?
Of course. I heard the whole thing.
I was locked in.
I heard May or May Not.
I think they had four of them.
I also, and I can have Nick look this up after. So you know how he answers every question with, yeah.
Right?
He was asked about Kyle Williams and if Kyle Williams is close to like unlocking. He's like, yeah. Like he had a different yeah.
All right.
So
we'll
We'll
have to.
He was being polite. He was being nice, but it wasn't as like the other ones. Yes, I do.
Yes, I think he's
close. Of course
I
do. He's a great player and fits in perfectly. We can rely on him, no doubt. No, it was a little bit different.
Yeah, so he's doing all the right things.
Yes. Oh, wait, did you get the beginning of it? Is this Kyle? Isn't that different?
Yes.
It's like a way lower. Like, it sounds like he's being stepped on with all the other ones. Like, yeah,
shoot.
Kyle Williams.
Yes. Yeah, I know he's
coming
along.
He's doing. He's unlocked.
Looking real nice. Okay.
Look for him on Sunday.
Let's start reading into that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
That's how I did that.
I think he's doing all the right things. He's
Went down. Yeah.
So I'm not buying that. The Brady stuff, it is hard to ignore. I mean, he answers these things really well, and that's a good one. And he's even kind of borrowing from Vrabel, which I think is also good. Like, it kind of shows you.
It tells you the message is getting through.
Yeah, very clear.
He referenced and basically quoted Vrabel
good.
A bunch of different times in that interview, which means, again, the message is landing.
Yeah. It absolutely is. And the chemistry, the locker room, all that stuff is great because it's early, and it's going to be the combination of the team is going to be viewed as like way better than maybe they even are. Drake May is going to be like in this MVP conversation, and you're like, man, that happens all so fast because you were hoping for like a plucky kind of fun, maybe make the playoffs year. And then because the AFC is so wide open and because you beat the Bills on Sunday Night Football in Buffalo, all that conversation has changed. And now it's like Vrabel has to be the one to make sure that these guys are like ready for that. And so far, so good. I mean, literally, you have Drake May quoting Mike Vrabel about that stuff. Be like, hey, I'm not going to dismiss it. I hear your question about, Tom Brady comparisons. Guy hasn't even started 20 games in the league yet. And they're like, you and Tom Brady are kind of the same. So, but no, he's handling all that well, and I think does a great job. For a guy who's 23 years old, like sometimes you forget, only 23 years old, he's doing a great job answering all this stuff.
Cam Newton ripping-ish. Drake May, the way it's going anyway, it feels like someone ripping Drake May.
It's the closest thing we've heard to criticism
of
Drake May.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, I think that's another sign that Drake May has arrived. So you can discuss 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, MVP odds have been updated today to account for Baker Mayfield dumping his pants last night.
Yeah, it wasn't the best Baker game. He'll bounce back. He always does. Don't back Baker into a corner.
He didn't look right. No, honestly, most of the fourth quarter, I'm like, Baker's got him right where he wants him. He's down two scores.
I was like, that's exactly
where he wants him.
Yeah.
But he was sailing throws, and they have massive injuries at the wide receiver position, but they've had that, and he's played much better.
I don't think any of the quarterbacks looked good last night. You think anybody looked good? I mean,
I think Goff looked maybe not good. Goff was fine.
What, he had a pick and a fumble, though. Like, I don't know. Nobody, for, like, a game, I was like, oh, that's going to be a points bonanza. 24-9.
Yeah.
And then even in the other game, it was like C.J. Stroud threw a pick. Darnold threw a pick.
The two late ones were bad, Baker was bad.
Nobody was good. There was a chance where all four, like, lit it up, and, like, nobody did.
So, updated MVP odds today, Keith. Cam Newton says Drake May is not a top-five quarterback. The books would disagree.
Yeah.
DraftKings has Drake May fourth MVP odds, plus +850, trailing Mahomes, heavy favorite at 125. Josh Allen at 360.
Well, Mahomes is 125.
And Baker Mayfield at 700. Matt Stafford is fifth, just for
that's your guy.
Bookkeeping at plus +1,000. The same five at FanDuel, Mahomes, 125. Allen, 350. May is third on this list, plus +700. Flip with Baker Mayfield at plus +900. Stafford's at plus +1,200. So same five names.
Yeah.
May is either third or fourth. Oof. Flip with Baker Mayfield, trailing Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Yeah, I agree with it. I mean, the way he's playing right now, I absolutely agree with it. I think the books also are factoring in. I know Cam Newton wants to see him play against all these great defenses. He will face a couple good defenses coming up, but he's facing a lot of bad teams, so he does have a chance to at least stack wins, and that's always going to be something. You look at the MVP top three finishers every year, chances are they're on really good teams, right? They go, well, give me the quarterback on a really good team. So if they're threatening to win the division, he's going to get a ton of credit for it, especially because he's not even going to have like the unbelievable 1,500-yard receiver or 1,500-yard back. You know, like last year, Jalen Hurts had a good year, but they're like, well, Saquon Barkley was the reason, right? Like,
yeah.
Drake May, if the offense does well, it is going to be Drake May that gets all the credit for it. So I think right now, almost halfway through the season, putting him third or fourth on the list, I think makes a ton of sense.
Well, and you make a good point. I don't know that we're going to get what Cam said, where they're playing great teams consistently. They're not going to. Tampa week 10. Twitch chat makes a good point. No Mike Evans week 10 now.
Yeah.
He died on the field last night. Just in time for his return to fantasy lineups.
Those poor, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if anybody was needing Mike Evans like some of us.
Those receivers have been banged up big time.
But no Mike Evans week 10 for that Tampa matchup. So circle that, good point, by the Twitch chat. They have Buffalo and Baltimore late in the year. Those are their only cracks at good teams unless the Giants really emerge or the Falcons are better than we think. But here's what May can do these next couple of weeks. And you just said it. Cleveland's a really good defense. You get them Sunday at home. Atlanta, entering last week, I'd have to check where they're at. Statistically, was the number one defense in the NFL. Now, they didn't play great on Sunday night, but I don't think they gave up a ton of points or yards. They might still be the number one defense. Either way, they've been a good defense. That's coming up 2 weeks from now on November 2nd. And then you get what should be a primetime game. It's CBS at 1 o'clock. But you get what should be a big-time hyped game, a majorly hyped game, between Baker Mayfield, Drake May, the Patriots, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So these next 3 weeks, two good defenses, two high-end defenses, and then Mayfield and the Bucs. Like that is a chance for him to continue building that narrative. And if he doesn't, then people like Cam will probably take a little victory lap and have a point.
But he also has a good point. After the bye week, he will be going head-to-head with the last two MVPs.
Yep.
And so if he looks good, and even gets wins, obviously, but if he looks good against Josh Allen again and then Lamar Jackson, that'll be fresh on the minds of voters. I know we're talking about 2 months from now, but that's another thing where, yeah, he could maybe steal some votes. Because the other thing, too, is like I hope that it means he'll be consistently a top five guy. But Cam Newton's a great example of quarterbacks can have MVP seasons. Like Matt Ryan, Cam Newton are two guys that jump out. They weren't necessarily consistently top five guys in their careers, but that season they were the best, or, you know, the voters thought they were the best. So, you know, even if Drake May doesn't win it, but if he's like on that short list and maybe even like leapfrogs Justin Herbert. Like Justin Herbert's always kind of flirted with being like a top five quarterback. He's not on that tier with the four guys ahead of him, but he's like, is right he the fifth? Him. Is he not? I mean, if you watched him this weekend, you would say, no, he is certainly not. Or most years against the Patriots, you'd say, no, he's not. But maybe that's the spot where Drake May can get to. And then, I mean, at that point, you're cooking with gas.
So the other piece to it as well, and you're right, guys can flash and come out of nowhere and have a big season, or guys can have an MVP season, but then that's not really what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You also look at the last couple of young quarterbacks, and May is second year. But Stroud 2 years ago looked like the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels last year looked like the next big thing. So these quarterbacks do have a way of coming out of nowhere, announcing their presence, and then falling back a little bit.
Yep. Now,
both those guys were rookies. Daniels has been more injury than anything. Stroud's been a little more inconsistent.
Yeah.
But let's see if May can consistently do it, because quarterbacks come out of nowhere and look like they're going to be the next big thing, the next elite guy.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is actually sustaining that and doing it over a long period. And Stroud and Daniels right now are two you look at and go, oh, maybe we overhyped them. Maybe we put them in that group and anointed them too quickly.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Well, it's quite a start to the
We're
program
off to a
today.
Hot start.
Way
today.
To go, Nick.
That wasn't clean.
No, I know.
No, it was not.
Nope.
I thought I heard it cleaned up a couple of edited things.
No, just keeping you on your toes, keeping you guessing. Well, in the spirit of Ty Tuesday, Ty Law was on. Great as always. Yeah, you got to stay close to the dump button.
Who has to pay the fine for that?
I don't know.
Well, fine. We got it dumped. We're good.
Probably Odyssey.
Was it? Was it Vrabel swore yesterday?
He swore Monday. Yep.
Yesterday. Vrabel swore. Yep.
Vrabel did.
I heard was that Monday? Yeah, yesterday
I heard
was Monday.
Springer.
Wow. Jesus, Nick.
Springer
Nick, take a lap.
Yeah, Nick, what'd you stand for the Seahawks
three,
game?
3, 2, 1.
Springer swore on Friday.
Oh, my God. We're getting a little fast and loose with the rules around here.
It is true. That is true.
Profanity. You should be able to cuss a little bit on the radio.
Bit.
Just a little bit on the radio.
Well, do it and then ask for forgiveness later. I think is usually
that's
the
how
way
it
to
goes.
Go about it. So that was Vrabel. Drake May on Mike Vrabel and his return to Tennessee. And I think you're right, Keith. The message clearly is landing with the players when Drake May is quoting it and referencing it and, you know, effectively paraphrasing what his head coach is saying, which I think is a good sign for Vrabel and his messaging. People are upset with Cam Newton, the clip we played off the top.
Yeah.
Go back and look at Cam's 15-1 season. Look at the teams he played.
I didn't do that, but I'll take your word for it.
I don't think it was the greatest run that season for Carroll.
Not a gauntlet there.
Others are saying they're just upset, or he's just upset that he couldn't get it done in New England. For instance, this one, I think Cam is jealous he couldn't get the job done here. So
maybe, but it's not like he's not giving like Mac Jones credit, who beat him out for the job in 2021. You know, this is like two guys removed,
and it's not like he played for Vrabel.
No,
so yeah, I don't think it's that either. I don't know what it is. I mean, it might just be a genuine opinion. He's just wrong about it. That he wants to see more out of Drake May, and he's not willing to go there with Drake May, and that's fine. I think he's wrong.
But I'm curious, like last year at this point, what did he think about Jaden Daniels? Was he, if it's the same thing, then fine. And if he's like, we haven't seen it yet, let's see more of it, let's see him play good teams. Or I forget what their record was through 7 games, but it was pretty clear early on Jaden Daniels was legit and it was going to have a good rookie year. So we'd have to rewind the tape and see what he was saying about him. And if he's consistent, fine. Maybe he's one of these guys, I got to see you play a lot of good teams over a lot of seasons before I give you credit.
I think that's, look, if it would be inconsistent, then we can report on that. But, yeah, if he's one of these guys who says, yeah, I'm not going to anoint you into that top five group,
right.
Well, then fine. He needs to see more against consistent quality competition. Again, 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe on a Tier Tuesday, re-tiering Pat's positional groups at 11:30, a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran at high noon, plus Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. So stay tuned for it. One of the issues coming out of yesterday's game, and this is something Vrabel harped on, so this is not just sour grapes from us or us trying to find the negative storyline. This is something Vrabel harped on constantly yesterday and after the game on Sunday, is defensively how they're starting games. And it felt worse this weekend than it had in some of the other games. Like, it's something we've consistently pointed out.
Just because Cam Ward hasn't been good against anybody.
He's been so bad. Yeah. And we gave the Patriots credit. Like, yeah. Glass half full. They came out in the second half against New Orleans after Rattler carved them up to start the game. 3 points. They came out yesterday in the second half after Cam Ward carved them up to start the game and shut them out. Mm-hmm. And they scored on defense. So I think we gave you the glass half full of it. But it bothers Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
And finally, we're deep enough into the year or Vrabel thinks highly enough about his team, or he's just run out of, and you pointed this out yesterday, Keith, he's just run out of little things to harp on because they played a relatively clean game outside of that.
Yeah.
That it's really the only thing he can harp on and critique. But the slow starts are a thing. And Evan Lazar had some really good numbers on this. The Patriots, EPA per play, expected points added per play. The first three drives defensively, they are the third worst team in the NFL. 30th EPA per play on the first three drives, scripted drives, if you will,
mm-hmm.
according to Lazar. You agree with that? They script three drives?
I mean, I think every team's a little bit different. That I would think all drives,
but
or
yeah.
like 10 plays. Hey, here's our first 10 plays. Here's our. So I guess in that sense, it could be three drives, but if you have a sustained drive, I don't think you script the first 30
well,
plays.
Well, good
you know what
point.
I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I guess that depends.
So let's play that out, though.
Yeah.
He says the scripted drives are the first three drives. Okay, let's play fast and loose with that.
Okay.
But on the first three drives of the game, they are the third worst team EPA per play. The rest of the game, fourth drive and on, they're the third best defense.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I didn't realize that. I didn't realize it was three drives that you would script. Because one of my thoughts before even hearing about that article was maybe part of it is give the opposing team a little bit of credit. Maybe they are better at that, and then they kind of fall apart, and then they can't make the adjustments. And we had Christian Ellis on the show yesterday, and he even said they did some things on the first drive that they weren't prepared for. Like, he just straight up told us.
Which, it does make a little more sense with a whole new coach, an interim coach. Like,
yeah.
That makes a little more sense this week
good point. In
that regard.
Yeah, good point.
But it's been a consistent issue for them all year.
No, it has, which is strange. So you do give them the credit for the adjustments, and they're able to do that. But like we say, when you get into a game where there's less room for error and you just get carved up on the first drive, is that going to come back to bite you? And then if you're playing catch up against Lamar Jackson or, you know, Josh Allen in the second game against Buffalo, are you going to be able to overcome that? Because it has been pretty consistent, and it's been against some bad quarterbacks. Like, what did they say? And I know it was a field goal, but I don't think the Titans have scored a touchdown on their opening drive. Or was that the first time they even got points on their opening drive?
Yeah, I mean, in the first quarter, I know they barely scored all year.
Also, why they fired their coach, probably, right? So, like, the Titans have had slow starts, slow middles, and slow ends to the game. So
they had three plays all year where they had the lead.
How about that?
Wow. So there you go. So, yeah, that would get you fired, I guess.
I can't believe one of us picked them to win the division. Like, that's embarrassing for that one person.
That was you. There's documents of that. A snappy graphic with your name.
Keith, we're a team. We live as a show. We die as a
show. No, we have our individual picks. We will tier as a team later.
Yeah,
we're going to do a team tier Tuesday, is what we always call it.
We'll get to that.
I'm with you. Like, that is something that they need to clean up. Like, early on, it was penalties, then it was, like, turnovers, it was the combination. That seems to have been kind of solved. But this slow start, you know, and it's almost one thing, like this week is a good example against Cleveland. If the offense gets off to a slightly slow start, you're almost like, okay, Myles Garrett, he could wreck a play for you. Brown's defense is solid. But if Dylan Gabriel goes down the field and scores on the first drive, you're going to be like, what on earth?
Well, that'd be the third week in a row. I'm sitting here going, what on earth when it comes to some of these quarterbacks?
So are you saying we should, is that a buying opportunity?
Ooh, first drive touchdown.
First
Cleveland?
Drive touchdown for Cleveland? No, I can't.
Let me check some odds.
I bet the odds are actually still pretty good.
So when it comes to the defense and adjusting, not to give Vrabel all the credit for everything in the world, but my sense is, especially with, I mean, Terrell Williams would have been a first-year coordinator.
Right.
But a guy who's like interim thrown into the fire coordinator in Zach Kerr.
Yeah, he was not preparing all offseason to be a defensive coordinator.
I mean, is it overly simplistic to say they start out, they game, and Vrabel's guilty of some of the game planning, and he's part of the game planning. I don't mean to absolve him
of course.
That, but he sees what's happening, they adjust, and he's a little more hands-on with some of those adjustments. That's why is it fair to give him credit for that?
Yeah, I don't know, because then at the same time, I'd be like, you should
have
them
the team ready.
Because that's even more of a head coach thing.
Getting the team
ready
to go
starting
on time.
Both sides of the ball, special teams, like the whole thing. Like, I think, really in all sports, you kind of give, whether they deserve as much credit for this or not, you kind of give the coach a lot of credit for that.
I think it's fair. We just ripped Sturm for not being ready to go in the matinee and partying in Vegas and everything else.
Or the Colorado game or the Utah game. We'll see how this game goes tonight.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of ripping of Sturm.
Sturm up to a hot start, then quickly a slow start. Yeah. I feel like this may be the season. I think this may be win two, lose two, win two, lose two, win three, lose three, win two, lose two.
I thought you meant like that was the season. No. It's already over.
Well, morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
That's kind of how I feel.
Yes and no. I mean, they could be roughly 500, wherever that gets you.
So why do they get off to slow starts? Who do you blame for it? How concerned are you by it? Again, the numbers from Evan Lazar. First three drives, third worst defense in the league. After the first three drives, third best defense in the league on EPA per play.
It's like you got to get into the bullpen. It's basically what they have to do. Get the starter out, and then they're fine.
You get a bulk reliever in there. Yeah. Get the spot starter out of the way, and you're good. Joe's in Lowell on the Cam Newton comments about Drake May. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Dude, I love you guys. Sure, you guys are the best, honestly. With Cam Newton, though, you know, Drake grew up idolizing this guy, and you can't have the guy you idolized growing up, like, blowing smoke up your butt. So I think it's more of a big brother, little brother being like, nah, he ain't there yet. He's just got to show me a little bit more.
Maybe.
Motivational tactic.
That is not how it sounded.
No, but listen, if that helps, good. Maybe that motivates Drake May, right? Just like Mike Vrabel hasn't given him a game ball yet. Cam Newton's like, I like this guy, but he's got to show me even more. His brothers, because they were asking him about that yesterday on the afternoon show. They're like, is there anybody kind of like keeping you humble right now?
Because my brothers.
They're my brothers. Like, they think I suck, basically.
He's like, they texted me during the game that I missed somebody wide open late in the game.
That is good, though.
It's great.
I think a lot of athletes need that.
Yeah, if that's what Cam Newton's doing, then fine. He's big-braining the whole thing. That's not how it sounded to me, but perhaps. One text here from our guy Ray in Cumberland.
What's he hate now?
Well, he's not bitching about the receiver room anymore, I noticed.
Oh, yeah, he went away from that.
Guys, can you please apologize?
No, I've never apologized for anything in my life.
I'm sorry. Jones, can you please apologize?
Good tweet, Ray.
No.
Can you please apologize to Drake May and your fans for your offensive Joe Milton takes at the beginning of the year?
First of all, I don't know how many fans we have. Second of all.
Seven!
Joe Milton, no, the take was never, or I'll let you speak for yourself, because he's talking to you.
Joe Milton was a Josh Dobbs take about who you want for a backup quarterback, number one.
So Josh Dobbs, maybe apologize to Josh Dobbs, because he went in there and zung a pass to Pop Douglas.
Josh Dobbs made a wonderful play when he came into the game the other day on his three snaps.
Won the game for him.
I'll give him that. But no, that was a take about the backup quarterback. I don't know why I have to, no one ever didn't believe on this show in Drake May.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you're coming from with that.
I'm not sure.
The only thing I said about Drake May with Joe Milton is that I didn't think he wanted him around, which I still think is the case.
Yeah.
I don't think he wanted him here. And I don't think the team wanted the distraction because I think the locker room was a little split.
But also, if this is the results, then they made the right move.
Oh, they 100% made the right move. But I apologize to no one, Ray. And that was
Conor McGregor.
That wasn't Joe Milton greater than Drake May. That was Joe Milton greater than Josh Dobbs, which maybe I do need to apologize to Josh Dobbs.
That might be wrong.
After Sunday.
Although Milton can sling it, can he?
90
yards.
It goes far.
It does.
617-779-7937. You can discuss here on Jones and Keefe. We're going to get to some baseball thoughts coming up at 11 o'clock. World Series is set. How far away are the Red Sox from competing with the likes of the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
And the Blue Jays, who are representing the American League. That one feels a little bit closer. Plus, the Red Sox have posted some job openings.
Oh.
That maybe we should throw our hats in the ring.
I don't see why not.
And apply for if we're qualified.
Right. Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Keith didn't cash out?
Woo! No, sir.
Which means he cashed in big time last night.
Right away.
Early.
Didn't have to sweat that out. Thank you, Amon Ross St. Brown. Me and the fellas appreciate that very much.
It was
first
nice.
First big parlay win of the year.
Nice to get that out of the way, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Early.
Didn't have to sweat it.
What was the difference again? If you cashed out.
Cashed out.
But we got plenty of texts yesterday. Keith, you should cash out.
No.
Bird in the hand.
$343 on the cash out. $712. If Amon Ross scored a touchdown, which he did just minutes into the game.
Let it ride.
We let it ride.
That's a good thing you didn't have a Baker bet in or anything like that. No Bucks
bets.
No,
I thought about a Baker bet, too. I ended up going Amon Ross St. Brown, so that was good. Sweet, sweet relief. So we're up PS5.5, feeling pretty good.
Nice.
Going into week 8.
Now, what do you fellas do with that? We of course, pocket that here.
Last year, we won twice, Bragg. And so at the end of the year, actually, probably a couple months before the new year, we all just went out to like a big old expensive dinner together.
Nice.
Yeah. Did expensive drinks.
Did it cover that
food bill,
or was it a little too expensive?
I think, luckily, one buddy couldn't go. I think if he showed up, we would have been in trouble. So there was only four
of us
there.
We're somehow in the red on this.
We literally
wonderful meal.
We spent all of it. Like we're right up to the limit.
Well, yeah, of course.
So that was good. So I was like, so my thought, you know me.
What else do you make money for other than spend it all? What else is that for?
It's true. I'm a cheapskate. So my thought was, and we got to debate this. Do you go to like a really expensive restaurant and get like two drinks and like a meal? Or do you go to a cheaper restaurant, get 20
go
drinks,
hog wild,
get every appetizer and all the? I'm kind of thinking that.
Oh, the second thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll put that to a vote. But I'm leaning towards eat like kings somewhere. So I'm hoping for.
Yeah. This is why you don't cash out.
No, and that's why we're not going to.
I want the two in the bush.
That's right.
Same. I don't want the bird in the hand.
I've seen that. You think you do, but you don't.
You think you do?
Yeah, you don't.
But the two in the bush. That's what you want. So there you go. That's Keith last night cashing in early on the Sun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Jahmyr Gibbs is there?
Sick.
Well, is there anybody else? I mean, there probably are like pure speed guys, but like I don't know. I can't imagine anybody else in the open field who is less catchable than that guy.
Yeah,
he ripped it, and like the blocking was incredible. They did a good job.
No, it's kind of
on
like
the Monday night broadcast showing you like I mean, he wasn't touched. But
no.
When he's in the open field, he's gone.
Like Tyreek Hill a couple years ago, Achan's pretty fast. Like when he gets it and goes.
So that's a good one.
He's like a burst. But like Gibbs is even more muscle. Like and I remember when he got drafted being like, that's kind of high for him. Like he's awesome. Like he is so good.
Well, and to localize it, the idea was this is a high-end comp, but
Eesh.
The Patriots were getting their own Jahmyr Gibbs and Travion Henderson. He's that explosive guy in the open field.
Henderson looks like Marion Butts. He does not look like Jahmyr Gibbs.
With like a smaller name on the back of his jersey. Somehow Henderson takes up less space than Butts.
Yeah.
But no, the thing to me is that I've seen none of that. You don't see any flashes even from Travion Henderson.
No.
Of that game-breaking speed that we saw in the preseason. That to me is what's so frustrating. If you remember Jahmyr Gibbs early on in his rookie year, his first game was against the Chiefs. The Lions beat them to open the season on Thursday Night Football, and you could see the Lions were like ready to go that season. They played the Chiefs hard. I think they won the game, if I have that right.
Yeah, okay.
And Jahmyr Gibbs was, you know, turning corners and slipping, or like maybe running the wrong route, and you could just tell like he was green, but you saw the explosion. and you saw a guy who was capable of just being a ridiculous athlete in space and a game breaker.
Yeah.
Trayvon Henderson looked like that in the preseason.
Right. I was waiting for it.
And even if he's never Gibbs, which is, again, is a super high-end comp.
Doesn't have to be. He can still
be
good.
You thought you would see some game-breaking ability. He just runs into the middle of the pile for 2 yards.
Yeah. No,
and when he catches it, he gets tackled immediately and goes down. I thought he would look like that in space, if you ever got him in space, and he doesn't. And that to me is just, it's shocking. I didn't see that coming with Trayvon Henderson.
That was pretty crazy. So 20 touches for Gibbs, which is the same number that Ramondre Stevenson had last game. But Gibbs goes 3 catches, 82 yards receiving, and then he has 17 carries for 136, 2 touchdowns. That's 78-yard run. But I look at it like this. First of all, I hate 2 Monday Night Football games. That's my first takeaway. I don't like 2. I certainly don't like 7 and 10. I don't like that.
I like that better than the stagger.
It's 7:30, 8:30 or whatever.
Yeah. I like one starts and finishes and then the other starts, and then maybe I stay up for it. Like, I didn't make it till the end of the Seahawks game last night. I watched the first game. I watched some baseball. I watched the first half, went to bed. So I didn't make it till the end of the game, but I'd rather that than a couple of weeks ago when it was Falcons, Bills, and whatever the other game was, staggered. Right. I don't like that.
I was wrong about Detroit. I thought they'd missed Ben Johnson more than they have. And not that they lit up the scoreboard yesterday, but you see how effective Gibbs is. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Goff didn't have his best game, but he's had a good season. So the Lions are really good. Another loss for AFC team. The only AFC team playing last night was the Texans. And they're now 2-4, and you're starting to like look at what the AFC playoff picture might be, and I don't know, they may not be involved in it. But Bucks, Lions, and Seahawks are all 5-2. I think, are the Eagles also 5-2? The Niners are 5-2. So like there's a lot of teams throwing the Packers. They have a tie, so they're 4-1-1. But we talk about how wide open the AFC is. You can make the exact same case for the NFC.
You can, and the Patriots' schedule looks even easier waking up today than it did the other day. Like, coming off Monday Night Football last week, we're like, oh, maybe the Falcons are pretty good. Falcons look terrible on Sunday Night Football against the Niners. Oh, the Bucs, we have them in the Super Bowl. I still think Tampa's a good team.
So do I. That was a bad game.
But, boy, did they look bad last night. So, all of a sudden, you look at the next couple of games, you feel even better about that. Cleveland's coming off a win, and their defense is really good. I think the Falcons' defense is good. They have just been a mixed bag all year long. And then Tampa looks a little more beatable. Like, even these next three games look easier than we thought going into it. And I would say that'd be one of the takeaways.
Do you rule the Texans Monday night last out night yet or no?
For playoffs?
Yeah.
They're 2-4. Yeah, but they're not catching the Colts in that division.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then I guess you're talking about like a wild card spot.
I would rule them out.
So I'm saying with that because like.
I wouldn't rule out Baltimore because they're.
Me neither.
To me, they're so much more high end if they figure it out. Houston, they needed a lot of stuff to go right just to get to 9 or 10 wins, and they needed to win their crappy division.
Jones and Keefe playoff predictor.
Yeah.
We have the Jets at 0%.
Yep.
We have the Titans at 0%. We have the Dolphins at 0%.
Yep.
We have the Browns at 0%.
Yep.
And we have the Raiders at 0%.
Oh, definitely.
Bengals.
Not zero.
Really?
But low.
Oh, okay.
I mean, look, I said yesterday, we actually got a bunch of texts about this. I'm like, the Jets don't have any winnable games. Cincinnati's one of their winnable games. I'm not predicting them to win it.
All right, but either way.
Cincinnati's like, what are they, 3-4?
They're 3-4. All right, so
they're not dead.
Let's leave Cincinnati. We'll even leave Houston, and we'll leave Baltimore on there. It feels like you can take 6 of the 16 out. So 7 make the playoffs, and right now we only think 10 have a chance. So like even further proof that the Pats are
in. And look, I wouldn't bet on Cincinnati. I wouldn't bet on Houston. I might not even bet on Baltimore, but I think Baltimore is the most
live out of those teams.
I think.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Wow.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.